Welcome to the Hype Leadership Podcast. David and Lindsay Curry are dynamic entrepreneurs focused in high-performance leadership and coaching in sales and service. Through the Hype Leadership Podcast, David and Lindsay strive to serve in your journey towards a high-performance life. And now, here are your hosts, David and Lindsay Curry.
Welcome to Hype Leadership Podcast. I'm Lindsay Curry, and this is my co-host, David Curry. Today's call is about the emphasis and the importance of empathy and connection in leadership and relationship. It's a reminder that people are more likely to listen to and trust you if they feel that you genuinely care about them. Knowledge alone isn't enough. And honestly, our business model has relied solely on building relationships effectively. But before we dive into that, the quote of the day, people do not care how much you know until they know how much you care. Man, if that's not true, I don't know what is. But before we dive into that, David, I know you always give the update on the gut protocol.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, coming down the home stretch. Gut protocol. I guess this is what I'm going to start calling the life update. This is the Lindsay and David life check-in. So, yes, we are on our fourth week of the four-week gut protocol, 11 pounds down.
Ooh.
Feeling good. You know, I made the comment to Lindsay that I think that we might not really understand exactly how great we feel until we get back into maybe some of the bad habits that were going on, you know, the cheese, the dairy, the gluten, the beer, the bread, whatever it may be. Yeah, absolutely. So, but it was good. It was a big day. It was a big day today, right?
Kids go back to school.
Not only kids go back to school, but your youngest, the baby that mama there had during our COVID year, got so much time to spend with, that's been with her grandparents for 3.5 years now, started her first day. So that's what's shaken. How was it, Mom?
Yes, today was a tough day. The baby went to school, all those mamas out there. When your baby's your last one actually goes to preschool, I know the grandparents were excited to get to spend that much time with her. So, and she just wanted to go back to the grandparents. But from what I hear, she's had a great day via the teacher.
Yeah, she cares a lot because she knows how much you care about her, right? Isn't that what we're saying? So, yeah, glad to be here. Excited about this topic. It is a big topic. It's one that's taken us a long time to learn. So, as I like to say, good morning, good afternoon, good night. Welcome. Thanks for anybody out there listening. We appreciate the followers. We appreciate the comments. Comment your life check-in with us. You know, we want to get in tune. We want to get in touch. And our mission is really kind of summed up about with this quote to a degree today. So, It really is. It's been a long journey, certainly for us. I know when we started in our business 11 years ago, I don't think we really understood that. It was a sink or swim, fight or flight kind of season for us in life. And at that time, it's really difficult to see that the majority, what really is going to pay you so much forward in life is what you do for other people. So I'm excited to dive into this topic. I did want to kind of go back to what you led us in with this morning or this whatever, whenever you're listening, this afternoon for us. Why this matters so much to us, right? Let's talk a little bit about our business. So Lindsay and I are in direct sales. We do final expense, specifically insurance. That's been a narrow focus for us for 11 years. We've since in the past few years, 4 years, moved into the Medicare space, the annuity space, becoming more of a holistic shop and service provider for the families that we serve. But forever, and still our main focus is serving folks in final expense, which, if you don't know what that is, it is a, you know, a small whole life final expense insurance policy. You know, some of our families call it burial insurance, whole life insurance. But the way we do our business is we pretty much, we send out a mail card, and then we get that mail card back. We do about 100,000 pieces of mail every week that we're sending out of the shop, right? You get 2,000 of those back, and that gives us a family to go sit down and serve and see how we can help them. So our typical agent takes 25 of those cards out per week, and their job and what we have taught people to do is show up at that house unannounced, no call, no appointment, no, hi, Miss Jones, are you going to be there at 2? Is that a great time for you? No, we just show up. We take 25 of these cards. We've dispatched those as a company to serve the agent with the 25 closest in that area. But then we just show up at that door. Mm-hmm. And all we have is our pretty smile and the words out of our mouth. And within a 2-hour process, we're walking out of that door with some of the most important things that we can leave behind for that family, protecting the ones they love the most, and taking very protected information of theirs out of that home. You know, in an hour to 2 hours, we've gone from, why are you here? Who are you? How did you get here? To the hugs, the kisses, the thank yous. I'm going to call you. I'm going to see you next month. And yes, here is my bank account information and my social security number, so you can make sure that this pays for my family when I leave here.
Right. Well, and that may sound very crazy. We're taking 25 lead cards, blindly going to these homes. And, you know, I want to put a little context behind that, because for all those listeners that are listening in, we serve the baby boomer generation. So if you've done any studies on generations and the way they like to be communicated, they love communication face to face, at the dinner table, in their living room, because that's where they've solved all their problems. And that is what they're accustomed to, because that's the way that they grew up. So because we still have a generation, the baby boomers, the greatest generation of all, that still wants to be served that way, that is indeed, that's what we're doing, right? That is exactly what we're doing.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, I did get some numbers back from our IT guy here at Orca and Hype Financial, and that is 13,000, just under 14,000 families that we've been able to do that for this year. So we've, it is, I mean, some may say that's a small scale, but that is not a small scale that we're doing this on. So,
well,
I guess at this rate, hopefully we'll make that to close to 30,000 families this year that we will have been able to help.
Absolutely. And for all that, for those folks listening, we're extremely excited because we have a big week coming up next week. Next week is Orca Week. That's what we've called it. And it's a big push sales week. And so it's a time to really beat your personal best record, you know, to set goals and really to really execute on those goals. And there's a lot of agents and service providers that are, there's going to be sometimes 10 to up can be to 20 folks in a given area that are collaborating and are out there serving these families. And so we're super excited about that. There's a big incentive package that we're actually rolling out on Friday at our meeting. There's actually some other affiliate partners within AmeriLife that are going to be competing within this push week. So it is a big deal next week. Big deal.
Yeah. I've got a little sneak peek into what they're all fighting for. And that's a lot of beach time, you know. So it just makes me happy. Makes me happy to know what these guys are going to go out and achieve, the impact that we're going to go out and make. And as we did for our team this morning, we kind of talked about all right, preparation is going to be the key, right? Like, I love the talk of, do you want to get the most out of what you're going for? Do you want to grab the most out of your opportunity? Then let's maximize our preparation, right? So this message revolves around how we prepare, how we're going to achieve the most out of our effort next week.
Correct. And that
is, yeah, go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say is, you know, when you look back at the quote, people do not care how much you know until they know how much you care in really every facet of life, especially in sales, right? Regardless if you're in a direct sale or a B2B, whatever the case may be. I didn't mean to rhyme there, but I did. And but with that being,
I meet our business partner Glenn Crabtree. He's famous for rhyming.
If you're correct,
in the AmeriLife family, you probably know who he is. If you are not, you may get to meet him and never forget him.
Correct.
Maybe next week when we bring him on this show.
Right. So, with that being said, you know, a lot of times when you're in sales, and we've all been guilty of this because we're human, sometimes you miss the cues, right? Sometimes you're just going through your day, getting through the leads, getting through your sales calls, getting through your presentation sits, whatever it may be, that you miss the cue of what the client is saying. And simply by their body language. And because we get so ahead of ourselves, we think that we've got to spill all of our knowledge onto them instead of just stopping for a second and really identifying what their need is, building that connection. And that is what that quote is all about. Building that connection, and that can be hard with some of the folks that we serve or some of the folks that any of our listeners serve, especially if you're in a sales organization. How are you able to connect? Because think about this for a moment. People want to do business with people that they like, number one. Any experience where you bought something in the mall or bought something offline, maybe somebody on Instagram was selling something, if you liked them and if you trusted them, right? That is how that transaction goes. If there's no need that is identified, and if you don't like that individual, you're more than likely not going to do business with them.
Yeah. And I mean, I would even bring that into a larger circle and say that it's not, we're in sales, and this was kind of a light that went off for us, because we have to make our living by building these relationships, right? What we do and what I love describing is, and what I like to say to people on the outside of our business, we make our money by building relationships, right?
Right.
You are not going to capture what you need to capture in that hour and a half time period if you are not a master relationship builder. And so when you say, Lindsay, yes, it is about our client and our space, but have you ever been to that party where you come home and you're talking about this awesome person that you met and you just love Mrs. Jones, or you love Bobby Sue, and your friend's like, oh yeah, what'd you learn about her? You know, I really don't know. You know, I'm not sure. I'm not sure how old she is. I'm not sure what kind of classes she's in. I don't know what sports she likes to play. I don't know what she does for fun. Something I've learned through our business, because it had to be so important, right? I was in the golf business before this. Building relationships was not anything like it was to become good at what we do today, is that this was an old sales dog taught me this, and I never forgot it. And it was because I lived through it. And it was, people get comfortable and they start to like, and they like you when they are doing all the talking. Mm-hmm. And now that I'm aware of that, right? See, I'm the guy that I love to say the first step of anything is awareness. You can change anything, but you got to become aware of it first, right?
Right.
And that's the first step. So when this became a thought in my mind, I pay attention. And I'd say that you could, whoever you are, wherever you're at today, you could go have an interaction and communicate with anybody. The gas station clerk, the pizza delivery guy, the person taking your order, the server at the restaurant. You strike up a conversation and you move that into some kind of topic. 9 out of 10 times, those people are going to divert that into something that relates to their life. And as we teach our agents and the folks in our business, they don't care about your kids. They don't care that you have the special needs child. Like, it's a super touching thing, right? And they've got their, and they're talking about their grandbaby, and they're talking about the trouble. And I say that because we've got an agent who's been one of our best, and he's been one of our longest tenured, and his daughter has spina bifida. And he lost his dad before he ever got in this business. And he always tells these stories. Like, I've got these moving stories, personal stories to my life. And the second that I would start to begin in talking about, oh, you lost your grandmother, or, oh, you lost your husband. Yeah, I know what that feels like. I lost my dad. Oh, I know what that feels like. I've got a daughter who's 20 years old with spina bifida. You immediately watch their attention disappear.
And go right back to talking about themselves.
Because, Lindsay, what's everybody's favorite word in the English language?
Me.
No.
I.
Closer. Your name. For Lindsay, it's Lindsay. For David, it's David. I'm reading the David and Goliath story last night to Locke as we're putting him to bed. Just loving the fact that that's it, man. That's me right there, David. But that is so, so true. And now that you have become aware of this, pay attention to it in the conversations that you have every day. And this is the first step to actually leaning in to caring more about the people than caring so much about what you know.
Right. Well, and when you think about that, and I know that we were wrapping up one of the last chapters with our group, and for folks that are actually watching, it's High Road Leadership by John Maxwell. In one of the last chapters, I pulled a couple little points that I really wanted to just kind of emphasize on this call today. You know, how are you able to do this? Well, number one is changing your thinking, right? And when you're out there, whatever it is that you're doing, whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish, whether that's a big goal, whether that's just trying to accomplish getting through the day, you have to change your thinking. What is it that's limiting your belief right now? Right. And I know, David, I know that you had a lot of experience in that as far as having to change the way that you thought about things. So why don't you share that?
Well, I mean, it was exactly kind of what I was saying about just the understanding of how to build a relationship. You know, it feels real good when you're talking and you're telling all of these things about yourself because you want to relate to somebody. The first change in my thinking was understanding that most people don't care about that. But if you get them talking to you and you start asking them questions about their daughter that has special needs, how much they have to care for that person, or what that experience was like to lose the husband they were married to for 73 years. Lindsay and I used to laugh so much because we had an agent that would tell the first question, you know, one of the things we teach these guys when they get in the home, guys, gals, is you got to build relationship, right? It's about children, occupation, recreation, emotion. We're here to ask some questions just to break down some barriers of the fact that I just showed up unannounced. And one of his famous questions was, man, tell me where y'all met. Tell me how you met. And, you know, we're serving these seniors that, you know, they met 45, 50 years ago. But like you talk about letting somebody tell you their story. Think about that. I remember when I was told and I was getting ready to propose to Lindsay and another mentor in my life, and I've been very lucky to have some older folks, and maybe I'm an old soul around me that are kind of just sharing their knowledge with me. And they say, listen, man, nothing else matters. Nothing matters but the proposal. You know, they ain't going to remember the food at the wedding. Most people aren't going to remember the venue. They aren't going to remember the vows. But you, that proposal story, you're going to tell that one over and over and over again. And now you, I think about that because this kid's coming into these folks' houses and asking them that question. Like, do you understand? Just think about that. If I was sitting here with you today at your kitchen table in your living room and we were just talking, it's like, man, tell me how you met the person that you love the most.
Right. Well, think about the walls that would break down, because that takes you back to a happier time, especially if you've been married for 50 years, right? You've been
married for 12. I don't know. How is that? I mean, come on now.
Well, you've been through a lot of things.
No, for real. And the biggest thing to that, right, that a lot of people get wrong is listening. Like, Lindsay, our business has been built around. So that was the first step, right? I say awareness, change in thinking. Thinking, what we're talking about here, the change is for me to build that relationship. I could sit here and not say a word with you for the whole afternoon, and you just became my best friend. What's the key to that? The key to that is listening.
Listening and asking questions.
Right.
Absolutely.
We've been taught to play a game called Captain Curious. It's all about listening, and it's all about others talking to you. And that is what breaks down that wall. You can't tell them how much you know, and now they start to care about you.
Correct. Correct. And so, which takes us into the second takeaway. So change your thinking is number one. Number two is change your words. And, you know, I pulled this quote from John, and it's actually from King Solomon, because words have power. So words kill or words give life. They're either poison or they're fruit. You choose. And that's so true, because if you think about the words that you tell yourself, especially if you're in any type of leadership role, sales role, any role in life, what are the words that you're telling yourself? And I got an even better question for you. What words are your kids saying to themselves? And when I was thinking about this, I thought about Locke, our son, who plays travel baseball. And so for all those travel baseball parents, you know where it's at, right? You know the thought process here. And this was probably about 3 years ago. And he got into a really bad slump of batting. I mean, it seemed like, I don't know, probably 8 weeks that every time he got up to the plate, he struck out. I mean, every time. And Locke is the type of person that crushed him. That crushed him. It was almost like he was nervous to get up there. And he was just in this slump. And I spoke to him and he's like, I can't hit the ball. I can't hit it. Well, like my mama said, can't, never, could do nothing. So no, you got to nixay that out of your vocab, right? Because can't will get you nowhere, right? And so I haven't yet. Yet is a big word. So what, you know, change the words that you're saying to yourself, because those have so much power. And so what he continued to do was work on his swing and work on it. And then sure enough, I mean, we had him saying affirmations to build up his self-confidence. So he knew when he got up to the plate, see the ball, be the bat, right? To hit the ball. And then what seemed like forever, but at the end of those 8 weeks, he really grew in consistency. And a lot of that was because we had those conversations of, what are you telling yourself when you're up there? What are you telling yourself? Because there's so much power in that. And think about the words, because we as parents, sometimes the words that we say to our kids aren't the best, right? And then they hear those words over and over again. So we've got to be cautious of that because they'll hear those words forever.
Well, yeah, like you said, I mean, words can kill or words can give life. And again, I believe this business has opened my eyes and brought an awareness to what a lot of people will, you've heard before, right? Like, you can speak this into existence and you can affirm, you know, speaking these affirmations. A lot of people that get wrapped up in that negative world that we live in won't even attempt to see if that really matters. But like you said, I love, if you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you can't. And guess what? Somebody wrote a book called about the little engine that could, that tried to teach everybody that about 39 years ago for me, right? Like, these thoughts aren't things that have just come out of thin air, come out of nowhere, don't have historical relevance, haven't been built and tested through time. And that's what I always love. Like, how's it working for you? Like, oh, things aren't great. You can't hit the ball or you can't make the sell. Why would you not just try something different? So, because affirmations, right? Talking to yourself, talking out loud, smiling in the mirror, all the things that can change the energy that you bring, that then in turn changes everything around you. You know, I've read before where there is a heart field that people feel from us, an energy that is felt from each and every one of us that circles out 5 feet to and from us, in front, behind. That's a 10-foot diameter of our energy that is being exhibited into the world. And people, you don't...
People do say I have a good energy.
Yeah.
They do. Which actually...
Must have been my attraction to you there.
Must have been. But that really rolls us into the next one when you're talking about positive thinking and positive affirmation. The next takeaway would be change your actions, right? Change your actions. And so when I think about that, move people from positive thinking to positive actions. Hell is paved with good intentions. And I was thinking about this in, you know, again, as we talked about earlier, our kids were starting school, right? So what does every parent do when your kids start school? You're starting out with the best intentions, right? You're going to make the lunches the night before. Make sure you got all your stuff together. Everything is laid out the night before. Well, mind you, we have the third one. So if anyone's ever heard that or saw that meme that's one kid is one kid, two kids is two kids, and three kids is a donkey, a merry-go-round, and three puddles of water. That's literally what was happening at our house last night. It took forever to make those lunches. I'm like, what is taking everyone so long?
That energy last night was not what she said is attracting everybody to her. I do know that.
Well, it was crazy town last night at our house. But we had good intentions to make sure all the lunches were packed. And, you know, when you think about that, we are actively in the process of making sure, hey, look, if I've got their lunches, every mom and dad can relate. When you've got the things done the night before ready, right, you have a more positive experience in the morning. It's not like the fire outside the dumpster and people are just eating popcorn and watching it go down. So that when I think about changing your actions, it's just one step at a time. And so, you know, for the folks, that's what I said as far as the, you know, with the big push week, what actions are going to change, right? If you're in a season right now where you're not happy with the results, what is the one positive action that you have control of over that you can change, right? I can change setting up the things in the evening to the best of my ability, because that's what's going to close that gap there, right? That's what's going to close the gap.
Yeah, and I think it's a process. I mean, I think that's the process that we just described. And I love how you tied in what I said earlier. Like, if you want to If you want the best chance for success, prepare.
Right.
You've got an easy morning because you prepared an easier because you prepared last night. These are small, simple examples that you can blow up to any size of any event, any task or problem that you are attempting to solve in your life. And it is that simple. It is the small thought, right? A change in thought. And I love this. I am for people. I'm not looking to get from people. I want more for than I want from, right? That's the change in thought. Now what happens when I start to say that? Literally say it, right? Like we talked about changing my words. The more you articulate something you believe, the stronger it becomes. And have you heard the studies on when you physically say something out loud and repeat it, the strength that it starts to set in how you feel and what you think about what you're saying? So when you say, start my day, today I am going to be for someone, I will not take from. I will not take from someone today. I will be for them. When that random person comes across you on the street, or when that interaction happens at the office that presents itself for you to stand up and be for that person, that's the opportunity that allows you to act. But it only started because your thought process started, right? Correct. And it's, I think it's that simple. And as you snowball that into these things, next thing you know, the way that you walk through life is different. What you do for people in missions is different. The way that you conduct your business plan is different.
Right.
It all changes.
Exactly. Well, because a lot of folks don't have the best desire for others in the world that we live in today, but you can be the difference maker, right? And just like you said, David, just one step at a time, one process at a time, and you know that results in change and growth most importantly. So, all right, well, thank you to all the podcast listeners today, and go out and make someone feel special today.
Yeah, be for somebody.
David and Lindsay Curry are focused on high-performance coaching and sales and service. Reach out today at 502-314-2789 or visit hype.financial. That's hype.financial to learn more. Thanks for listening to the Hype Leadership Podcast.